Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show. I'm your host, Michelle G. I'm happy to be back for another week of exciting conversation and discussion. Tonight we're going to be talking about and we're going to be discussing that day that we consider the day of love. We're going to be talking about Valentine's Day. Now, before I get started, if you would like to call with your questions and comments, that number is 1-929-477-2554. Again, that number is 1-929-477-2554. I want to talk tonight about Valentine's Day, and I would love to converse with you. You all are welcome to call in. I want you to call in and give your opinion about Valentine's Day. I just want to say that this isn't meant to be a debate, but a way to express how you feel about it and what your thoughts are on that day, about that day. There's no wrong answers, no wrong responses, because everybody has a right to their opinion. And keeping that in mind, the only thing I ask is that if you call in, that you are respectful of everyone else's opinion. Now, with all of that out of the way, I want to get started because I just want to, like, you know how I do when I just have a show with no guests and it's just me, I just usually say whatever I have to say and then I end the show, whether it's an hour or a little bit over an hour. When I'm done saying what I have to say and I've, you know, talked to whatever listeners have called in, then I go ahead and I end the show. So I'm going to go ahead and start. We've come to know February the 14th as the day to celebrate love, romance, giving the giving of gifts, the showing of affection. And I think that the best way for me to start, I want to start by giving you some history, so you can understand where this holiday originated from. And it doesn't come from love. It's actually kind of morbid. It's kind of, you know, disturbing where it really originated from. And I think in order for you to understand better the holiday, it's better to understand where it came from. Now, when I was doing my research and finding out, you know, about this holiday, there were a few different theories on how it got started, but none of them were very pleasant. The one that I found that was consistent in all of the studying that was mentioned in every area that I studied was the one that I'm going to talk to you about tonight. And this is about the ancient Rome. And from February 13th to the 15th, the Romans celebrated what they called the Feast of Lupercalia. Now, you all know how I am about pronouncing words, but I looked at this word, and it's Lupercalia, so I think I'm pronouncing that right, but you guys can go back and look it up for yourselves. But from February the 13th to the 15th, they celebrated this. They had a feast. Now, during this feast, the men, named mostly the priests, actually, would sacrifice a goat and a dog. The goat was sacrificed for fertility, and the dog was sacrificed for purification. They would take the hides from the sacrificial goats and the dogs and dip it into the sacrificial blood of the animals, and then they would take it to the street. Now, what took place next is really beyond words. Well, actually, when I read it, and each time I read it in each version and each area that I looked it up on, I had to read it more than once to make sure that I was reading the right thing. Because what happened next is the women were whipped with the hides from the animals. Young women would actually line up for the men to hit them. Now, you're probably asking, why would they do this and do it voluntarily? And the reason is because then it was their belief that this would make them fertile. There was, this would make them, so the young women and the young bachelors, the young women would line up and the young bachelor would take the hides, dip it in the blood, and whip the women with it. There was also, during this feast, a matchmaking lottery that took place during this whole festival. The women's names were put in a jar or a urine, like a urn. It was put in an urn, and the young men would pull a name, just any name that they pull out of one of the young women, and that woman would remain with that man for the rest of the festival or longer if they felt that was the right match. So, just so we can keep it straight, after the women were beaten, her name was pulled, and she was matched up with the man to have sex or whatever the man wanted to do to her for the remainder of the festival. I don't know about you all, but I don't see love in any of that. She wasn't chosen because of her beauty. She wasn't chosen because of her intelligence. She was chosen because her name was in a jar, and she was matched with a man that she knows nothing about, who knows nothing about her, and they were put together. Now, I must say that most of these matches ended up in marriage, but it wasn't because of love. Now, it's believed that these same ancient Romans are also responsible for the name Valentine's Day, because the emperor, Claudius II, executed two men in different years in the 3rd century A.D. on February 14th, and both of these men happened to have the name Valentine. Now, the martyrdom of these men was honored by the Catholic Church with the celebration of St. Valentine's Day. Now, I could go a lot deeper into that, but the deeper it goes, you get into other theories and all of that, and it gets to be a little bit confusing. So I'm just going to jump a little bit ahead and say that over the years, the holiday grew sweeter. Chaucer and Shakespeare romanticized it in their work, and you know that they were like in the theater, so they put a romantic spin on it in the theater, and it became popular throughout Britain and Europe. And as it became popular, the British and the Europeans, they handmade paper cards, and it became the token du jour in the Middle Ages. Now, as with a lot of the things that evolve over time, you know, you add little parts to it, and as it evolves, you change it, you try to mold it into what you want it to be, and that's exactly what happened to this holiday. Shakespeare and Chaucer, they romanticized it, but as you can tell from the beginning, there was nothing romantic about it. I mean, to sacrifice animals and to beat the women, all in the name of fertility and purification, and it went from that to two men being executed, and because of their names and because of the Catholic Church celebrating the martyrdom of them and naming it St. Valentine's Day because both their names were Valentine's, hence we have Valentine's Day. Again, love is nowhere in that. Now, as with everything that evolves, in 1913, Hallmark, which we all know about Hallmark cards, Hallmark began to mass produce the Valentine's. So instead of it being handmade paper cards, Hallmark began to mass produce it in the factories. And since then, February hasn't been the same. So just so you have a little bit of background of where this holiday originated from. And just so you'll get an idea how we take, just like we do Christmas. Now, we do know that Christmas isn't the actual day that Christ was born, but it's the day that we set aside to celebrate his birth. But we all know what it's been turned into. It's been turned into a commercialized, just, you know, a day that people go into debt. And don't get me wrong, because I've done it myself. I have sacrificed because I didn't want to, as a single mother, wake up and see my child or see my children wake up on Christmas morning and not have anything under the tree. And I have gone to the extent, when they were younger, to get loans so that I could have something up under the tree. And to be honest with you, because you know, you guys, I try to be as transparent as I can, I'm still paying some of those loans that I took out 4 years ago. Just because that's what I felt like Christmas was. Now, don't get me wrong. I know it was about, you know, the birth of Christ, and that's what we celebrated for. That's what we intended to celebrate it for. But because I got caught up in the commercialism of it, it being so commercialized that I fell into the trap. And that's what I wanted to bring forth about Valentine's Day. It didn't have, when it started, it had nothing at all to do with love. We evolved it and we turned it into that. Now, there's a reason I gave, that's the reason I gave the history of it behind Valentine's Day. Just like I said, just like a lot of the other holidays, we celebrate, but we don't know where it originated from. We don't know the meaning behind of it, or we totally celebrate it for the wrong reasons, like Christmas. Now, I know that this show is not going to be one where people are going to be like, you know, everybody's not going to be yay, yay, yay about this show because it's going to step on some toes. But I want to make it clear that I'm not on here to bash the holidays because I do celebrate the holidays. But I just want to give you something to think about and to think about so that your mindset will be a little bit different when the holidays come about. Because, you know, and I love the holidays. But there are a lot of things that go on that people don't realize because it's so commercialized and it's so put forth, like this, the glamour of it, that you don't even realize there's a lot of things that go on. Now, last year I talked about, around this time I talked about the love languages. The whole month of February is about love at some, you know, some form of love or another. This year, like I said, I really wanted to, this would be the only show that I'm going to do on the love and the Valentine's, and I titled it Valentine's Day with No Valentine for a reason, and I'll get into that later. But I wanted to bring that out because it's important. And what I made a point last year that really when you're single, you go through a lot of emotions, and you really get hit back to back to back to back. The holidays begin in November with Thanksgiving. You're around your family, everybody bringing their boo to the family to meet the family. But if you're single, you don't have anybody to bring to the family. It doesn't stop with Thanksgiving. Then you have Christmas, another holiday. After the year is over, New Year begin, you have New Year's. Then after New Year's, you get through January, you hit again in February with Valentine's Day. Hence why we're having the show tonight. Now, I wanted you to understand, I'm in no way, again, telling you not to celebrate Valentine's Day. I just thought that it was important to point out because of the pressure and the emotions that this holiday brings. Valentine's Day sales reached $17.6 billion last year. And it's estimated that next week it's going to reach $18.6 billion. That's a lot of money. And, I mean, that's just a lot of money. And you know, and when you look at everything that's going on around the world, but that could be a whole nother show. This is the first year, and I'm going to be a little transparent. This is the first year, this is why I entitled this show Valentine's Day with No Valentine, because this is the first year in almost 9 years I won't have a Valentine's. And I know that you're probably thinking, okay, she's against Valentine's Day because she don't have, you know, have one. But no, that's not the case. I'm not here to bash it. Believe it or not, I love love. Love is beautiful. But love shouldn't come with a price tag. Even when I had a Valentine, I preferred no flowers. I would take chocolate. Because, you know, it was given to me, and I like chocolate, of course. But that's, you know, I like chocolate. But if I didn't receive anything, I was actually all right with that. And I'll tell you why. I just want to say that we shouldn't put so much into this one day, because love should be shown daily. Now, whether you show love through words of affirmation, providing a service, like doing things for somebody, or if you show love at giving gifts, those are just, you know, those are just some of the love languages. Because I did a show last year talking about the love languages, and you know, you should really get that book. But the love languages, you know, how you give love is usually the way you like to receive it, because that's how you identify it. And some people can have more than one love language. But whether you express love in those forms or not, it shouldn't be narrowed down to just that, and it shouldn't be narrowed down to how much someone loves you. Shouldn't be narrowed down to what you receive from them or what you don't receive from them on this one particular day. Now, we just heard, and I just told you guys, the origin of Valentine's Day. And again, and I'll continue to stress this throughout the whole show, it had nothing to do with love. Nothing. Valentine's Day, there's going to be many people who get engaged. There are going to be many people who get married. The flowers, cards, balloons, chocolates, and jewelry sales are going to go through the roof. But at the same time, there are going to be some people who are going to break up. Some people are going to get depressed. Some are going to be lonely. And some won't even receive a card on that day. And I want you to know that you shouldn't feel bad, because I don't want you to get swept away with the Valentine tide. If you're with somebody, I'm going to give you an example. If you're with somebody that takes care of you year-round, making sure that your bills are paid, making sure your car stays serviced, making sure that you always have money in your pocket, and on Valentine's Day, all he gives you is a dollar card from the Dollar General, don't put him on the couch. And don't break up with him. See, he hasn't shown you he loves you. You know, your mindset, you know, it's Valentine's Day and all you got me was a card. But you don't have to worry about your lights being cut off. Love sometimes has to be and should be practical. And that may be the way that he expresses love. By providing service, making sure that your car is serviced, making sure that the bills are paid, providing services. That may be the way that they show love. But because, you know, you didn't get what you thought you should have gotten, does that mean that they don't love you? Love should sometimes just be practical. It isn't always measured by material things. Yes, if you celebrate it and you want to show your love in that way, there is nothing wrong with it. Absolutely nothing wrong with it. But don't measure a person's love by that. And if you don't have a Valentine yet, don't feel like life is done because you've or because you've never had a Valentine, or you had one and now you don't. Because trust me, you're not defined by your relationship status. And I'm going to get into that in a few minutes. And again, I say, you know, this wasn't meant to bash love, because I love love. But I've been around, and don't get me wrong, I've been in a position where I felt bad because I was by myself. Or I felt bad because I saw others, you know, all booed up and I wasn't. And this is coming from someone, like I said, who has for the last almost 9 years, I've had a Valentine. So I didn't have to, I knew that they were going to get me something. And I knew that. Certain things, they knew not to get me because they knew I didn't care too much about those things. But I knew that I was going to get something. And I can honestly say, and I'm not just saying this, because I don't have a Valentine this year, I can honestly say I'm good. I'm good. Now, when next week comes, I'm still going to be good, because my mindset is not on all that other stuff that they show and they glamorize, because as soon as Valentine's Day is over, they've already moved on to the next holiday. Actually, before Valentine's Day is over, because they're making money off of it now, and before Valentine's Day is over, you'll see one aisle, and it'll be halved up, one aisle with Valentine's stuff on it, and they already got St. Patrick's Day stuff on at the end of that aisle and going on to the next aisle. And, again, the origin of this had nothing to do with love, nothing at all. And the issue that I have is not with how – not as much with how we celebrate it and how far we go and how many lengths we go to try to prove to somebody that we love them. It's our mindset behind it. Why should we have to? Sometimes people go in debt, go broke for one day to prove to someone that you love them, that one day. Why should love have a price tag? It shouldn't. And that's my opinion about it. That's what this whole show is about. And actually, knowing where it came from, knowing the origin of it, and being okay without having a Valentine. I've been on both ends of the spectrum, so I get it. I understand. But I think that our society puts so much into material things that we lose focus on the real thing. Now, what I want to do, I want to just give you guys, like I said, I give you what I have, and then I'm going to be off the show. I'm going to end the show. But I just wanted somebody, and it's always my prayer that someone gets an understanding, someone is encouraged by what I'm saying. And I only tell you what I've learned myself and things that I've either experienced or have grown in, areas I've grown in, and this is how I've grown, so in hopes that someone else can grow and get in a better space. Now, I want to give you guys some pointers that may help you when this holiday comes around next week. And you find yourself on Valentine's Day with no Valentine. And some of you have already worked yourself up, gotten yourself in your emotions because you're already thinking about next week. Next week hasn't even come yet, but you're already thinking about next week. I'm addressing it this week because actually on Valentine's Day I have another show planned, and it has nothing to do with love. It has nothing to do with Valentine's Day. So I'm addressing it this week in hopes to prepare you so that next week, if you find yourself on that day without a Valentine, you're in a better space. The first thing I wanted to point out to you guys is don't compare yourself with others. When it's time for God to send exactly who he has for you, and if you see who has for you, he will. And if you have someone and they gave you just a box of chocolates, but your friend got a diamond bracelet, it doesn't mean that the person you're with loves you any less. Again, your relationship isn't their relationship. Maybe that's not what you need. And if you're trusting God and trusting who he's put you with, then he puts you with that person because he knows what you need. If you don't have anything, if you don't have anyone yet, there's nothing wrong with it, and there's nothing wrong with you. It's just not your time. You need to trust God's timing. Trust God's timing and trust that he'll send you who he has for you. But don't compare yourself to other people. Well, so-and-so got somebody, why I don't have nobody. You don't know what goes on in their relationship. You don't know the ins and outs of their relationship. A lot of times we look on the outside of things and think that everything is all glamorous and don't know the struggle on the inside. When it's time for God to send you exactly who he has, he'll send them. Don't compare your relationship to somebody else's relationship. God knows what you need, and what you need may not be somebody that's going to buy you a diamond bracelet when you want it, or going to go out and spend $500-$600 on a purse because that's what you want. What you need may be someone who's going to make sure that the house is in order. What you need may be someone who's going to make sure that the bills are taken care of. What you need may be someone who's going to make sure that you get your oil changed when you're supposed to have your oil changed, take care of all that, because you normally wouldn't think about those things because that's not what's on your mind. Maybe that's what you need. Maybe you need practical and not material. So don't compare your relationship with someone else's. The next thing I want you to think about is love your singleness. And I know some of you are probably rolling your eyes, thinking, oh, my goodness, who loves being single? But trust me, sometimes you have to be all right being by yourself before you can appreciate being with someone else. There's so many things that you can do being single that if you were with someone, would be a little bit more complex. I'll just put it that way for lack of a better phrase. Be okay. Love being single. Love your singleness. That could be a whole nother show in itself. And let me put a pin right here. Until you say, I do, until you're married and say, I do, you're still single. Dating doesn't mean that you're taken. You're dating someone, but until you say, I do, you're still single. So learn to love your singleness. I can't speak for anybody else, but I know for me there are things that God needs to work on me while I'm single so that when he brings me who he has for me, I can appreciate it. I can recognize it. And I'm not as selfish or I'm not as petty about things because I've learned. So love your singleness. It's okay. It's okay. Just love your singleness. The next thing I want to mention is be happy within yourself, regardless of your relationship status. And I said this earlier, and I'll mention it again. You are not defined by your relationship status. You are more than a single woman. You are more than a single man. Loving your singleness ties into this because during this time you can learn what you truly want and what you truly need. Because if you're focused on the fact that you didn't get a certain gift for Valentine's Day, then I have to question, do you really know what's important? Do you know what you really want? And if you know what you want, then the question becomes, is what you want what God wants for you? Is what you want what God knows you need? Be happy within yourself. Your relationship status should never define who you are. That's not who you are. And a lot of times we want somebody so much and want to be with somebody so much that we lose ourselves. We don't even know what we really want. We think we want something because, again, we're comparing our relationship with other people and we see what other people have. But do you know what you really want? You may get that person who buys you everything that you want, but yet they treat you like trash. But they feel they have the right to treat you that way because they spent all kinds of money on you. You wearing that diamond bracelet. You wearing those red bottoms. You carrying that $500 purse. So they spent the money so they get to treat you however they want to treat you. Do you know what you really want? And that's what loving your singleness, that's where it can get you. If you really embrace it, not saying that you're embracing being single forever, because I believe that, you know, if it's in God's will and he's created someone for you, he's going to send you that person. Not that you're embracing being single forever, but that you're embracing where you are right now, where God has you right now, and you're learning about yourself. There are things that I thought I liked 8, almost 9 years ago that now, uh-uh. Now I won't tolerate, I won't put up with, I won't even begin to entertain because I've learned I don't really like that. But I wouldn't have learned that unless I started looking at myself and being happy within myself and learning what I love, what I like, what I don't like. And sometimes we get so caught up in the image of the relationship that we tolerate stuff that we know get on our nerves just so that we can say we have somebody, because the holidays are coming. Valentine's Day is coming, and we don't want to be by ourselves. Then who's getting the short end of the stick? Honestly, you both are, because you're not in it because you really want to be in it. You're in it because you want somebody. And they're just, you know, and they can't have who they're really supposed to have because you're holding on to them because you want somebody. So it's not fair to either one. Be happy within yourself and love your singleness. Now, moving on, avoid being swept up in the tide. And what that means is all this advertisement, all of the lovey, kissy face, holding hands, and the beautiful gifts. If you really need to, if you really need a gift, treat yourself. Treat yourself. And I know that sounds like who wants to go out by themselves, who wants to do. It's all a part of loving your singleness and being happy within yourself. On my birthday, I went to Damon's Restaurant. And I had, which is by the water, by the ocean, and I had a wonderful lunch by myself. By myself. And it was lovely. I enjoy my own company. That's all a part of loving your singleness. I enjoyed my own company. I was good. I was good. Now, granted, it was during the time where there was getting ready to be a hurricane or something, so the water got kind of rough, and I cut it short because I didn't want to be around all that water. I can't swim. So I was like, okay. But while I was there, I enjoyed it. I didn't have to have an entourage. I didn't have to have a group of people. I didn't have to have someone I didn't have to be on someone's arm. I was okay having a nice lunch by myself. So treat yourself. Don't get caught up in all that advertisement of all this, you know, or going out to these fancy restaurants and doing all this other stuff. And, again, please don't be offended by this at all. This is my opinion. This is how I see it. This is how I think of it. This is how I look at it, because, like I said, I've been on both ends of it. I'm not knocking or bashing anybody who choose to celebrate it that way. And if you want to show your loved one, do a little extra on that day, then do a little extra. I'm talking about for those who put everything in this one day, and where this one day can either make a relationship or break a relationship. And it shouldn't be that way, because it wasn't based on love when it originated anyway. We turned the pagan, the society, we turned it into that and glamorized it and glorified it into something that it wasn't originally meant to be. So avoid getting swept away by the Valentine tide. Treat yourself. If you really need a gift, treat yourself. If there's a purse or something, and you know this has got to be, you know, I'm being honest and being truthful, because I don't like to shop, I don't like to go out and buy, I don't like to do any of that. But if there's something you've been watching and I had your eye on, a pair of shoes, go buy them for yourself. Make that your Valentine. Go buy them for yourself. And, you know, and I know that gifting yourself or buying yourself something, having dinner by yourself, it sounds, like I said, it sounds, you know, sounds sad, but it's not sad. It's loving yourself. If you don't love you, then how can you love somebody else? How can you love a Valentine when they come in? When you don't even love yourself enough to, you know, buy yourself something. And I'm talking to myself now, too, because I don't like to buy myself anything. But, you know, that's a whole other story. It's not because I need a Valentine. It's just that that's just a whole other story. But anyway, Buy yourself a small box of chocolates. A nice dinner. A nice dinner. You know what? I have a call on the line. Let me see if anybody wants to give their opinion. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hi. It's Christine.
Hi. Hi, Christine. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I don't know if you've been listening to the beginning of the show.
I didn't. But, I just caught in.
What are your thoughts? Because what I did, at the beginning of the show, I talked about, you know, the origin of Valentine's Day and how it originated. And it didn't start from love. It had nothing to do with love. It was ancient Rome, and they literally sacrificed a goat and a dog and took the hides from the goat and the dog, dipped it in the sacrificial blood, and the young women lined up, and they beat the women with it because they thought that it would make them fertile. And then the young women, the young bachelors, would pull their name, the young women's names, out of a jar or an urn, and whoever's name they pull, that woman and that man were together for the rest of the festival. That's where, and then later on, the name, two men by the same name of Valentine in two different years, was executed by the same ancient Romans, and their names just happened to be, both the men's names happened to be Valentine. And the Catholic Church then later on, because of the martyrdom of those two men, celebrated, and they call it Saint Valentine's Day. And over the time, you know, with Shakespeare and everything, they kind of glamorized and put romance to it on the stage, and it became popular, and then it evolved from that. But that's the origin of Valentine's Day. It had nothing to do with love. It was about fertility. It was when women were beat, and they did it voluntarily because they thought that it would make them fertile. So that's where it originated from. And I went from telling them the history of it to, you know, things that we do today. That, you know, I'm not knocking anybody for celebrating Valentine's Day, but I don't feel that it should be the factor that either makes a relationship or breaks a relationship. Because as well as people are going to get engaged and get married on Valentine's Day, they're going to spend bukus of money. Some people are actually going to go into debt for Valentine's Day. There are also people who are going to be lonely, who are going to be upset, who are going to break up on that day because they didn't get what they thought they should have got. But I don't think that love should have a price tag on it. And it should be something that is shown throughout the year and not just determined on one day. What do you think about Valentine's Day? What are your thoughts?
I agree with you on that. But, you know, when did Valentine's Day become, you know, gift giving? That's the same thing as Christmas. When did it become gift giving? Christmas is about the birth of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. When did it become, you know, I get a gift? And as you said, and I agree with you, that your love should be shown all year round. It shouldn't just be on one day. Because that day is gonna, the next day is going to come. So the next day you're telling me you don't love me? Do you only love me when there's a holiday? Or when it's Valentine's Day? I mean, that just doesn't make any sense to me. And I'm not materialistic at all. If I get something, that's fine. If I don't, I'm fine with it. But, you know, that person that shows me that they love me all year round, I'm good with not getting anything. Even if I just get a card, I'm fine with it. But like I said, at what point did it become about gift giving? And like you said, people are breaking up before Valentine's Day because this person is not getting them what they want. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just, to me, doesn't make any sense. Like I said, I finally, after 8 years, have a Valentine this year. And I love him, and he loves me. But our love is not about gift-giving. And he knows that about me. I would rather, I'm a giver more so than a receiver. I will give my last to anybody, but I don't see the significance of it. I really don't. I mean, the years that I was without somebody didn't bother me. You know, my kids gave me stuff because they love me, and I appreciated it.
Yeah.
But I wasn't harping on it, you know, for probably about five years. I had a Valentine, and he would try to go out his way to give me gifts. He would actually give me gifts all year, just little trinkets. And I appreciated it, but I didn't need it. I didn't, it's not something that I, you know, that I really wanted. It was something that he wanted to do for me. And, but I thanked him for it. But again, I'm not materialistic, but you have so many people out here that are so materialistic, and it's all going to go away. It's
exactly.
all going to go away. Love doesn't go
exactly.
anywhere. God is love.
Exactly. And that, and even with you not even, and I know we're on the same page because were you not even hearing the beginning of the show, I mentioned how we take Christmas, and it was supposed to be, we know that that's not the day that Christ was born, but that's the day we chose to celebrate his birth. And we've taken
right.
it and we've commercialized it and materialized it. And I've been one that, and I was transparent and told them that I've been one that has fallen into that. Because when my children were smaller, I actually went out and took a loan to get them because I didn't want to see them get up on Christmas Day and not have anything. And to this day, I'm still paying on one of those loans that I took out to make sure that they had something on Christmas Day. And it's not even about that. And exactly.
Right.
And even with Valentine's Day, I gave an example. If you have someone who is making sure that the bills are paid, who makes sure that they keep your car serviced, make sure that you have money in your pocket, and then on Valentine's Day, they buy you a dollar card from the dollar store, don't put them on the couch. Don't break up with them because you feel like you should have got something else because you don't have to worry about your lights getting shut off.
Exactly.
And that's their love language, providing service. They like
exactly.
to, provide, make sure that things are taken care of. And don't compare. I was just running down, like, some pointers for people, you know, on Valentine's Day for those who you said, you know, for 8 years, you know, after 8 years, you got a Valentine. After 8 years, this is the first time in 8 years, almost nine, that I don't have one. And I'm good because I'm not a materialistic person either. And I wanted the people to know that it wasn't about me bashing it because I love love.
Right.
But our mindsets about it has gotten so messed up. It's gotten so messed up about it because, I want to go back now and I want to research because you brought up a good point. When did it become about gift giving? I didn't look into that part of it. I looked back and seen where it originated from. But I wonder when it became about you got to give me a gift to show me that you love me.
Right.
You know, it's actually, you know, and I know that there are going to be a lot of people. People are now already getting upset and depressed, and Valentine's Day haven't even gotten here yet because they're thinking about Valentine's Day coming and they're not having nothing. And I wanted them to know that be happy, love your singleness. Be happy within yourself. Because if you don't love you, then what good is it to have a Valentine when you can't even love yourself?
Exactly. And that's what people don't understand. You got to love on yourself. You got to appreciate yourself. Know what yourself loves. Know what yourself likes. Know what yourself dislikes. And so many people don't know their selves, but they're looking for love. But how can you look for love in someone else to love you when you don't love yourself?
Exactly.
And I dealt with that myself for a long time. I didn't know who I was. And I was so upset. It was like, you know, I wanted to be with somebody, but I didn't want to be with somebody just to say I had somebody. That was my thing.
Yeah.
You know, for a little while, it was like, okay, you know, another year coming, I don't have anybody. Another year coming, I don't have anybody. You know, Christmas came around, I don't have anybody. But I was good with it after a while. I had to get used to knowing me, and I had to get used to being by myself. And, you know, a few friends that I talk to, they kept telling me that, you know, God is going to see you the right person. But I just wanted somebody right now. I wanted somebody that I can go out with, somebody I can call in the middle of the night. Let's go to Walmart, you know, let's do this. And I didn't have anybody. But as soon as I got comfortable with being, I won't say lonely because I was never alone. But as soon as I got comfortable with, you know, being by myself, then someone came along that I wasn't expecting. And normally they say when God is sending you who he has for you, it's always unexpected. He just shows up.
Yeah.
And mine just showed up. He just showed up. So for y'all,
and
the ones that's out there single on Valentine's Day, whoever God has for you, he's going to be there. Depression between Valentine's Day, Christmas, and New Year's Eve, bringing in the new year, I think those are the three worst holidays for single people.
Yes, it is. It is. And that's how I know that I'm in the right zone, the right lane, because I know you'll go back and listen to the show and you will see why I said that, because everything that I was saying and talking about, you're saying it as well. You're saying it as well, because, you know, everything that I was saying about who God has for you, he's going to send to you. But how can he, you got to know what you want. And I would use myself as an example. The things that I thought I wanted 8 years ago, I now know, no, I don't want that. You know, but the time that you're single, loving your singleness doesn't mean you just embracing being single forever. It just means that you need to learn and love what you want, what you like, and what you don't like. If you don't know that, then you'll just accept anything just for the sake of having somebody. And you know, everything that I was saying, you coming right back and saying the exact same thing. The exact same thing. That's why I know I'm in the right zone. Because it's the truth. A lot of times we just get so caught up in having somebody that we don't, you know, we settle. We settle. And I've been there. I've done it. I settled for having some, just having somebody. And then, you know, I also, you know, mentioned to them not to compare their relationship with somebody else's.
Right.
You know, just because, you know, your friend, you know, mate bought them a diamond bracelet and yours only could buy you a box of chocolates doesn't mean that he loves you any less.
Exactly.
You know, sometimes love has to be practical and not material. Because if he's who God and you followed God and he's who God has for you, then he's who you needed. You may not need someone to buy you a diamond bracelet. You may need someone who's going to buy you that box of chocolate, but going to make sure that he does get your car serviced, because otherwise you wouldn't get it done and your car would be sitting on the side of the road somewhere.
Exactly.
Because God has sent you who you need. Not always what you want, so you can't compare. And all those people who got those relationships and it looks so glamorous on the outside, you don't know what's going on the inside. So it behooves you not to compare yourself to other people.
Yep, that's exactly right.
You know, and I just feel that this is a good place, because if you guys could get, I just wanted the listeners to be in a better space in their mindset as far as Valentine's Day. And you also mentioned, which was going to be my next point, when you said, what about the next day? My last point that I was going to make to them was, consider the day after Valentine's Day. We put so much into that one day, but with all those lovers and stuff that we can see, would they be still be whispering sweet nothings in each other's ear? Would they still be surprising each other by candlelight, with candlelight dinners and going down memory lane? Hopefully they will, but the reality is they probably won't. And whether you're single or with someone, we can all fall in the habit of not letting the people who matter to us know how much we care. But instead, what I want the listeners to know is that take Valentine's Day, use that as a reminder that for the rest of the year, we need to let the people know that we care about how much they mean to us. Because, yeah, we lovey-dovey on Valentine's Day, but then reality hits on February 15th.
Right.
You know?
But
and, you know, and you took – go ahead.
I'm sorry. For the single people out there, you know, there are other single people out there. Think about those people that really don't have anybody, that are in the homeless shelters, that are on the street. You can go to the Dollar Tree or Dollar General and get some cards, some dollar cards. Take it to the shelters. Love on somebody else in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily have to be somebody that you're with or a family member.
Yeah.
It can be somebody, you know, out there in the homeless shelter that doesn't have anybody. The many, you know, of kids, moms, and fathers that's out there on the street, go love on them on Valentine's Day. And I'm saying this because I have done it. On Christmas, I have brought down Christmas cards to the homeless. You know, it wasn't anything extravagant, but it was letting them know that there are people out here that care about them. You know, even though I may not know you, but I still love you. And again, that's in Jesus' name. But that's sometimes what I do. I take stuff down to the homeless shelter. I mean, that could be something that you can do on Valentine's Day to let somebody else know that, you know, there are people, like I said, that are out here that still care about them, even though they may not even have family to love on them, or their family just don't deal with them because they are homeless, because they made wrong decisions in their life. Everybody makes wrong decisions, and people make you pay for it for the rest of your life.
Yes.
So when you're out there lonely on Valentine's Day, think about those people that may have family that don't visit them or may not have any family at all.
See, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And then when you do stuff like that and you show other people love, you're going to feel the love.
Right.
You're going to feel the love. So you won't be sitting home and twiddling your thumbs and being, you know, feeling sorry for yourself and feeling, oh, woe is me, I don't have anybody. There's always somebody that's in a worse situation than you are.
Exactly.
Because you're home, you have your children, or you may, you know, you have your family. You don't have a boo, but you have, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, there's some people out there that don't have anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Show love. And when you show love, the love is going to come back to you. But you have to be, for those who are out there that are single, be creative on Valentine's Day. And if we, since we created it to be the day, by through it being evolving into the day of love, since we created that day, there's many ways to show love besides breaking the bank.
Right.
And, again, it doesn't have to be just that one day. I mean, I don't want the love that somebody has for me just to be shown to me one day. It should be year-round with just little things. It doesn't have to be material things. It doesn't have to be material things. I thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
I'm glad you caught me. You know, I'm glad you caught me because I can talk, and I've already talked almost a whole hour. I got like a few minutes left. Got a few minutes left.
Before I looked up, it was 6:00.
But you know what? Before, you know, thank you for calling in because, like I said, I know I was in the right zone, because everything that I had already was previously saying, you came in and you said it too, and that's just that, just for me, that confirms that I'm in the right zone. And some of the things that you said were, you know, were profound that I didn't even think about, like going to the homeless shelters. I got it's not a homeless shelter, but there's a place right up the street from me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that'd be perfect. That'd be something really wonderful to do. You know, and it even gives me ideas to do. And like you said, you know, do it in Jesus' name, because Jesus is love.
Exactly.
And we're supposed to be spreading love no matter what we do.
Right.
You know, and like I said, I love shouldn't have a price tag. It shouldn't. If you love me,
no,
you love me.
That's another show, Michelle.
It surely is, isn't it? Love and the fight, yes. And you know, even after the other show that we had, I came up with another show because I got off on my soapbox about the makeup. And in my mind, I was like, oh, that's a, and the other day I thought, I was like, you know what? That's a whole nother show. Is it a makeup or a cover up? I said, oh.
Exactly.
Because I,
exactly.
I go off on my tangents. So, you know, look for that because that show will be coming. Makeup or cover up. We're gonna talk about that.
All
so
right.
Thank
That's
you so
fun.
Much. Huh? Don't it sound
so
good?
Cool. It does.
Yeah, that's going to be a show. And Love with a Price Tag, that can be one too.
Yes.
It's a
and
whole
I will
other
get
show.
On it.
Yes, a whole other show. Thank you for calling, and I'm going to go ahead and close out. To those who are listening, out of all the things that we discussed tonight and that was said, I would love for you to remember, like I said, that love shouldn't have a price tag on it. It shouldn't be determined by what someone does, what someone purchases for you one day out of the year, but it should be expressed throughout the year. And if you happen to find yourself single on Valentine's Day, it's not the end of the world. You are more than your relationship status. You're more than just a single man. You're more than just a single woman. But if you find yourself single on that day, find someone else to go love on. Find someone else that you can show love to. And learn to love yourself. Learn to love yourself in the space that you're in. Find out what it is that you really like. Find out what it is that you don't like. Because I believe that sometimes the person that God's created for us, he hasn't sent them yet because we're not ready. We ask for it, but are we really ready? Because if you can't love yourself, then how will you love somebody else? If you don't know what you like, then when it comes, how are you going to know if you like it? You may push away who God has for you because you don't even know you like it because you haven't taken the time to find out who you really are. And one of the things that's been a pet peeve of mine, and I promise I won't get off on my soapbox, but it's been a pet peeve of mine, is when people say, this is my better half. No. I'm not a half a person. I'm good all by myself. You can come and add to me, but you're not my better half. I have, and everybody won't feel that way, but I have a pet peeve with that. Because who God has for you will help uplift you, will add to you, yes. But if you took the time to be in the space where you need to be for God to send them to you, then you're not a half a person. God has made you whole, so now he can send somebody to you that you can, you know, go on with the rest of your life with. That's just my thoughts. And everybody's not going to see it that way. But that's just a pet peeve of mine, and I won't get off, like I said, I won't get off on my soapbox. I'm just saying, learn to love yourself. Know what you like and what you don't like. Don't settle. Stop settling for less, because I've done it myself. Stop settling for less just so you can say you have somebody. Because it's not worth it in the end. It's not fair to them because you're holding up the spot for somebody who really can be with that person, and it's not fair to you. Because you're not getting what you need or what you really want. Stop settling. And don't break the bank for Valentine's Day. It's one day. Show love all throughout the year. So all those who are listening out there, when this show is over, let somebody know that you care. Let them know I love you. Sometimes that's all they need. They don't need a diamond bracelet. They don't need no red bottom shoes. They don't need a $500 purse. They just need to hear you say, I love you. And it can go a long way. Thank you all for listening. Thank you again to my caller who called in, Miss Christine Adams. I love when she pops on. I can see we're going to have a long, ongoing future on this radio show. Thank you all for listening. And remember, love is an action word. But the action don't always have to be monetary. It doesn't always have to be monetary. I love you guys. I love you for your support. I love you that you tune in every week. I love you that you've hung in there with me. And I love you because Jesus is love. And I don't have to see your face to love you. I love you. So on Valentine's Day, show somebody love. Somebody that may not really honestly don't have anybody. Show them love. And remember, this day isn't just about what you're going to give me or how much you spend on me, because how much you spend on me shouldn't determine how much you love me. Thank you guys again for tuning in to another week of the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show. Join me next week. We'll have a wonderful guest that's going to be joining us. So tune in next week for another wonderful show beginning at 6:30. I love you guys. Go out and show some love. Show some love for someone who really needs it. Thank you. Thank you again to my wonderful pop-on guest, Christine, my pop-on caller. Thank you. You guys, like I always say, good night and be blessed.